Yeah, you know, we did. We had four recognitions we made in our business community here, and probably starting off with our outstanding small business of the year was Inverve Marketing and Lisa Ellen Smith and her team there. And we recognized actually the Lansing State Journal. We do a legacy award where we recognize a member business that's invested with us for X number of years, and Lansing State Journal has been a member of ours now for 70 consecutive years. And
wow.
And really the big one, the Community Service Award recipient, and this one dates back to 1948. The Chamber's been giving this award away. And I went to Phil and Barb Tripp, and that's with Tripp's Auto Collision. And what an amazing story. You know, they started off and they're so community focused and community minded and supporting so many nonprofits and other things through their work. And they said they started off by supporting one Little League baseball team. That's all they could afford the first year they were in business. So when you talk about a small mom and pop business that's continuing to grow and expand, they're a great example of that. So it was a wonderful, wonderful evening for sure.
Phil and Barb Tripp, a nice couple. You know what, I have not met them. You ever get a chance just to ask them, like, how do you guys do that? Because honestly, if I had a business with my wife, which, and we have, and we've decided, no, that doesn't work. you see that, though. I mean, that's a tough thing. You're never not at work. You go home, you have dinner together, you're still at work, technically. I wonder how they make that happen.
You talk to so many families and family-owned businesses, and you have to have those boundaries, right? I think if you're going to succeed and make it last and sustain it, you probably have to have those boundaries where, you know what, you're at the dinner table and we're not talking business, and this is family time. So, but it certainly can be easy, but they've done an amazing job. And for a small business and everything they do in our community, they're certainly a standard that, you know, you would put others up to achieve to get there, for sure.
Yeah. Imagine Christmas, though. Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving dinner at the Tripp's place with all those boys and all the grandkids. You know, I would have to make a rule. I'd go, listen, we're not talking business, people. Pass the turkey. I'd have to do that. You know, but that's me. All right. So, yeah, a nice big gala event. This is part of what we do. You have to, and I always tell that even as a family, we're a little society. Celebrate your victories. Mourn your defeats, but learn from them and move on. That's kind of what we're doing, right?
Well, it is. And, you know, as you mentioned, it's National Small Business Week, Maine Small Business Month. And when you and I have talked about this before, I think when you look at the demographics in our region, about 70 to 75% of our members are 20 to 25 employees and less. And I think that's a great summary of what our region looks like as well. And those local-owned businesses, and I think the numbers are out there to support it, that it's like two-thirds, almost 70 cents for every dollar spent with the local small business stays in our local economy. So when you talk about the local, the family-owned, the smaller mom-and-pop type of shops, it's critically important to not only the Lansing region, but every other region in this state, every other region in our country. And I think that's why you see so much attention focused on, when we have Small Business Saturday and some of the other opportunities to support our local businesses.
Yeah, and you're coming into a nice time of year. Now the weather's outside's breaking. Not that here in Michigan we go like, yeah, winter, whatever. Winter, schminter, we're going outside. But we got golf outings coming up. What's coming up, Tim?
Well, you know what? We just we had a policy forum and dinner last night, and it was a great evening. And we had former state senators Curtis Sertel and Tom Barrett were there. And, you know, they're both they're running for the 7th congressional seat here and representing mm-hmm. our district in Washington, D.C. And, you know what? It was great to have both of them last night. Zach Gorshow from Gongware News Media moderated and kind of threw some questions out to each of the candidates. And you know what I say to both of them? I think they both have a tremendous amount of respect for each other. They both served in the state senate at the same time, and both are great, great individuals. And, you know, difference in policy and whatnot. But it's nice to see, you know, two candidates sitting at the same table with us, laughing and talking about their time in the state senate. And that's what we need. We need to get back to that, Mike. We have to get back to that. I mean, not only nationally, but even locally as well.
To understand, ultimately, we all want the same thing, and that is prosperity, peace, growth in the community. How you get there might be a little different, but on, I think what we forget, we focus so much on differences. And I know this sounds like a kumbaya moment. Let's all stand around the fire pit, hold hands, and sing. But hey, we've forgotten what holds us together more than what separates us. By the way, did Tom Barrett tell you it was his birthday yesterday?
You know what? I did hear that, and I didn't wish him happy birthday, so thanks for reminding you. That might have to be a quick little phone call this morning. So.
Yeah, a phone call, and then remind him how old he's getting. Ask him if his joints are aching or anything like that. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Hey, when are we going to have coffee again?
Hey, we need to do it. We should get that scheduled. That'd be good to catch up. But I appreciate the opportunity to join you every now and then and talk about what's happening here in the Lansing region. We're excited about the opportunities we have, that's for sure.
It's a vibrant time in and around Lansing. And tap into it, ladies and gentlemen. Small Business Week. All right. Tim Damon, President and CEO, Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. Buddy, have a great day and a good weekend if I don't see you. Hey, I'm going camping. Yeah. If you want to, I'll shoot you an email, tell you where I'm at if you want to stop by.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Enjoy that.
All right, buddy. See you later. 1320 WILS.